Hello, I'm Bridget Cook, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2192, recorded on Thursday the 13th of October 2022, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. James McGarry is here with me, and together we will bring you local news stories, topical letters, information desk, and two features. The first is our regular local history feature provided by Richard Matthew, which this month charts a royal progress, and the second looks at the life-saving service provided by a wellbeing hub. We are delighted to welcome a new listener this week, Mrs. Shirley Warren from Norwich. So we begin with our first batch of news stories. A Norwich Council tenant has been left fearing for her safety with a broken front door. Gin company founder is glad a bookkeeper who stole £32,000 was not jailed. And rescued hedgehogs are in need of safe homes.
The founder of a Norwich-based gin distiller said he is glad a former employee who stole more than £30,000 was not jailed, but hopes she will pay the money back. Jade Ives, 36, worked as a bookkeeper for Bullards, where, during the coronavirus pandemic, she took a total of £32,746.70 from the firm. Ives was sentenced to a total of 21 months' imprisonment, suspended for 2 years, when she appeared at Norwich Crown Court, having previously admitted theft and fraud between April and August 2020. Speaking after she was sentenced at the end of last month, Russell Evans, founder of Bullard Spirit, said, "I'm glad it's over. I'm pleased that it went to court, and I am pleased that she didn't go to prison. That was never our intention. But hopefully now she's not gone to prison, she can address the money she has taken and repay it." Ives has since paid back £1,000 of the total she owes to the company. She was also ordered to do 30 days rehabilitation activity requirement and undergo 120 days alcohol abstinence monitoring.
Thousands of pounds have been raised for the region's largest hospital after a group of brave people descended from its roof. Over the weekend, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital welcomed 60 brave abseilers as part of a fundraiser for its charity. The participants included a number of the hospital's bosses, including Chief Nurse Nancy Fontaine, Chairman Tom Spink, and Head of Chaplaincy, Adrian Woodbridge. Lynn Crombie from the NNN Hospitals charity said, "With donations and sponsorship still coming in, a final figure has yet to be confirmed, but we expect that the event will have raised at least £7,000, which will benefit staff and patients at the NNN. We'd like to thank everybody who took part, came along and supported their friends and colleagues by donating to our charity."
More than 100,000 people have now received COVID booster jabs as part of the region's autumn rollout. The rollout, which opened to over 65s, carers and pregnant women, kicked into gear at the beginning of September. And since then, more than 100,000 people have come forward to receive update doses. The rollout is set to continue throughout the year and will soon be extended to include all adults over 50. It comes after it was confirmed the region's large-scale vaccine centres were closed on December the 31st.
Droves of poorly hedgehogs are looking for safe homes in the city where they can go to recover. Pact Animal Sanctuary is appealing for secure gardens for bald and scarred hogs who are not yet able to be released into the wild. The hedgehogs are a mixture of juveniles and adults. Charlie Lesk, who is the social media creator and a foster carer for Hingham-based Pact, said, "Their new homes need to be as wild as possible. the hogs are not pets. The new carers will only need to interact with the hedgehogs when feeding them, which they will be required to do daily. They will also be asked to keep an eye on the hogs to ensure they remain healthy. Charlie said, "A perfect garden for the hog will be wilder, such as having long grass in some areas, leaves and bushes to hide in. The hog's new home also needs to be walled with no gaps that would enable them to escape, including having a gate that goes to the ground. People living in the city and surrounding areas who think they fit the bill to become the perfect hedgehog home should express interest by emailing wildlife@pactsanctuary.org. The email should include name, phone, email and address. A photo of the garden should also be attached. Carers will also be required to cover the cost of daily food for their new garden guests. The hogs require one meal a day in the evening, ideally consisting of a meaty cat food in order to keep the hedgehogs fit and healthy.
People using Norwich's food banks are to be offered help to manage money amid warnings many in the city face a horrifying and hungry winter because of the cost of living crisis. With more people likely to seek help from food banks this autumn and winter, a new initiative is being launched across 5 food banks and a social supermarket in Norwich. Award-winning social enterprise Your Own Place is going to offer informal and relaxed money skills workshops in small groups to people already using food banks or those visiting them for the first time. Rebecca White, chief executive of Your Own Place, said, "With a horrifying and hungry winter ahead for many, Our Own Place will be doing what it does best, delivering relevant, activity-based and supportive money skills workshops here in Norwich. As a group, we will facilitate workshops that focus positively on what we can control and take strength in knowing that not only is it not our fault, but there are actions we can take."
A woman has been battling to feel safe in her own home after Norwich City Council has failed to replace her front door 8 months after it was kicked down. The door to Claire Ingram's local authority flat in the north of the city, the address of which is withheld due to security concerns, was broken down by firefighters in February while responding to a medical emergency. The framework of the door was destroyed, meaning it is now held on by a handful of screws. As a result, it doesn't lock or at times even shut. At times, Miss Ingram also finds herself trapped outside with the door suddenly slamming and jamming. The 37-year-old claims Norwich City Council, which owns the house, said it may be April 2023 before it's fixed. The mum of one was then also told this month it may be fixed within 6 to 8 weeks, though she says this is still far too late. Issues with the door have compromised her security and voided her house insurance. She added, "It's not just about the security of my home. The draft is letting all the heat out." Green councillor Alex Catt began trying to help Claire rectify her issue in July. "Nobody at the council is taking any responsibility and they are failing her month after month. It needs to be fixed now."